Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hallelujah to God. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah to God.
Thank you.
I want to welcome you to the Prayer Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends here under the teaching and tutelage of under Pastor Darlene Bunnage, a wonderful woman of God. Hallelujah to God. And this is Thursday. It's October the 6th. Hallelujah to God. And we thank for everybody who joined us this week in the fasting and praying and making sacrifice, prayer, and supplication unto the Lord today. And this is our hour of power of prayer and deliverance. Praise and deliverance. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
You start off saying, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. We worship you, O mighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise. Because you are our righteousness. We worship you, O mighty God. There is none like you. His name is Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There is something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after the rain. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there is something about that name. So give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given us Jesus Christ, his Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Father, it's in the name of Jesus, God, as we come before thy throne of grace, O Lord God.
Yes.
Lord God, come in, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, to enter into the holiest of all, Lord God. We want to slide behind the veil today, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Get into the raw presence of God, O Lord God. Many are fasting and praying and sacrificing, O Lord God. Need a word from you, Lord God. If we don't hear a word from you, Lord God, then what shall we do, O Lord God? What shall we render, God, unto you for all of your mercy, for all of your benefits, God? God, we thank you, O Lord God. We're here in training for the school bus, O Lord God, and it's going well so far, Lord God. About two more days of training, O Lord God, and we'll be able to go on to the next phase of this year's job, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Which, O Lord God, by just sitting and listening, O Lord God, you said out of all thy getting, get in understanding, O Lord God. And Lord God, we bring in a prayer request, a special prayer request, not only for Jacksonville, Florida, Lord God, but this whole United States of America, Lord God, for every child that is in school, every grandchild, everyone that rides a school bus, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We pray that you send angels and ministering spirits, O Lord God, that need strong deliverance, O Lord God. I heard some here rising testimonies, O Lord God, of things that were going on the compassion of the people, Lord God. I got to see things from a different sight today, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. When it goes from the handicap, O Lord God, all the way up to the high school children, O Lord God, and junior high, elementary, O Lord God. Lord God, and at every level there's trouble, O Lord God, bullying and suicide going on, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, I come and brought to say, Lord God, to the prayer deliverance family, O Lord God, to the circle of friends, O Lord God, that prayer will go on continuously, Lord God, how they just were standing and waiting to beat a child up and bully them, and parents came along supporting the children that were bullying, O Lord God, to shoot and bring violence down on people, O Lord God, that are trying to get an education, O Lord God, that they would need to go on in life, O Lord God. There are some, O Lord God, suffering with abuses, O Lord God, controlled substance, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray, O Lord God, we break the power, Lord God, of sentinel, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. A death thing, O Lord God, that they have given to the people, O Lord God, to crush it down. They think it's crack cocaine, which is not good for them as well, O Lord God, but it's killing the people everywhere, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we pray that you would shut down the drug cartel, O Lord God, not only that, what you have done, O Lord God, in the controlled substance ring, O Lord God, but Lord God, as the drugs that enter into the country, O Lord God, destroying the people, O Lord God, destroying the black, the brown, O Lord God, and minority people, O Lord God, and people that are just too weak to make a conscious decision to serve Christ, O Lord God. We pray for the unsaved, the unchurched, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray for the newborn babies, O Lord God, that are born, O Lord God. Some of them on controlled substance when they get here, Lord God, and having withdrawal symptoms, O Lord God. Lord God, the children, O Lord God, have been attacked by pedophiles and molested, O Lord God. We come this morning, O Lord God, praying, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. They are the daughters that are against the mothers and the mothers against the daughter, Lord God. There are chaos in the home, O Lord God, and there's no peace, O Lord God. Lord God, we praying for those children, O Lord God, our adult children, O Lord God, and siblings, O Lord God, those that have went abroad, O Lord God, those that look to travel, entrepreneurs, O Lord God, those that need cars, O Lord God, and financial straits, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, we pray, O Lord God, that you look upon every situation, O Lord God, from the White House, O Lord God, to the church house, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, those that are placing authority, Lord God, the judicial system, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we come to you, Lord God, in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God. Lord God, we say we need to hear from you, Lord God. We need a word from you, Lord God. For if we don't hear from you, Lord God, then what shall we do, O Lord God? What shall we render unto you this morning, O Lord God, for all of your mercy, for all of your benefits, O Lord God? Hallelujah, Lord God. Let thy Holy Spirit fall down, O Lord God, as the evangelist sung the song, O Lord God, darling, as the Spirit of the Lord come down, 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 down. Lord God, we need you, O Lord God, in a special way today, O Lord God. Lord God, we need you in a miraculous way, O Lord God. Some people are going through operations, O Lord God. Some are suffering with some form of cancer, Lord God, or even disability, Lord God. We pray for those that have Down syndrome, O Lord God, and the special need children, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we need, O Lord God, that you will work a work in our day, O Lord God. You told our back, O Lord God, a work that we wouldn't believe, O Lord God, if somebody has told us. Lord God, we come to you, O Lord God, because we give you the honor, the glory, and the praise, O Lord God. Lord God, help us be mindful of Elder Edwin Kennedy, O Lord God, and advise us that every day that we leave, O Lord God, we need to take the Lord with us, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. And Mother, that said, hallelujah to God, that this world is ruled, O Lord God, by your command, O Lord God. Lord God, you created the earth and the earth, O Lord God. You commanded the stars, O Lord God, the seas, the marine life, O Lord God. All this belonged to you, O Lord God. Even out there, O Lord God, where they're trying to see it, O Lord God, out there in the galaxy, O Lord God. We understand that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, O Lord God. And they that dwell in, O Lord God, that this whole global system, O Lord God, this whole system is your dominion, O Lord God. So we come to you, Lord God, with our finite minds and our finite problems, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We ask that you look on our children, our grandchildren, O Lord God, loved ones, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, we bind the spirit, O Lord God, of drive-by shooting, the spirit of Cain, that murdering spirit, O Lord God. God, we pray that you would send special angels out, O Lord God, to talk to your people, O Lord God, in the community, O Lord God, and the Congress, O Lord God, those that has to do, the governors, the mayors, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, those that are suffering and waking up, oh Lord God, and when they look out, Lord God, everything seems to be gone, oh Lord God, from the tornadoes, oh Lord God, and they're yet seeing there's more on the horizon, oh Lord God. So Lord God, as we fast and praying and sacrificing to come before you, Lord God, we need that you need you to do something, oh Lord God, that that word be fulfilled, oh Lord God. We hear wars and rumors of wars, oh Lord God, but Lord God, you said the end is not yet, oh Lord God, but we pray that you bless the day, God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God, set an urgency, O Lord God. Just touch, O Lord God. Lord God, the queen and those that are in that age bracket there, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. High school children, O Lord God. Carrying guns, O Lord God. Lord God, just her parents, O Lord God. Lord God, just said while we were in class there, the teacher slipped out, O Lord God, and they started talking about the deep things, O Lord God. Other parents and workers, O Lord, came in off their route, O Lord God, in tears, concerned about your people, O Lord God. Lord God, need strong deliverance, O Lord God, in that transportation department. In the name of Jesus, God, I see why you sent me this way, oh Lord God, because they need special prayer, Lord God. Lord God, even those that are incarcerated in prison, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we need to be strengthened, oh Lord God, during the time of chaos that we're going through this time, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Don't know where the adversary is going to strike, oh Lord God, but we come to you, Lord God, because the earth is the Lord, is the fullness thereof, oh Lord God. We come to lift up our hands, oh Lord God, because we are the everlasting doors that you use, oh Lord God, to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God, in this lost and dying world. So we thank you this morning, God, and we praise you this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, God, look on every entrepreneur, every business, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Loose us, oh Lord God, from the painful grips, oh Lord God, of inflammation, oh Lord God, and things that are wrong, oh Lord God. Need hip replacement. We need to see medical doctors, oh Lord God. Some need teeth and extractions, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Some need strength just to praise you this morning, God. And we came to this hour of power, prayer, to praise, and deliverance ministry, Lord God, to worship you, Lord God, and to praise you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So we thank you, oh Lord God, upon every remembrance of your holiness, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. No, sir, Lord, it's not church as usual, Lord God. We need a word, oh Lord God, a word to carry to our job, oh Lord God. We need wisdom, oh Lord God, to deliver that word, oh Lord God, that it may be bring life, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we need the balance to stop, oh Lord God. Yes, we do, oh Lord God. Lord God, we need that to protect us, oh Lord God. God, even look on our vehicles, oh Lord God. Lord God, my daughter needs cars, Lord God. And other people need cars, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, to bless the cars that we have, oh Lord God. Many of them are like mine, a few years old, oh Lord God, and many need, oh Lord God, they need the blessing from you, oh Lord God, and they may carry us through this time, oh Lord God, a time of confusion, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. But your word said, Lord God, and we ask you, oh Lord God, you said that you would keep our minds in perfect peace, whose mind has stayed on you, Lord God. So we come in this hour of power to pray, to worship you, to adore you, to proclaim, hallelujah, to proclaim the word of God, oh Lord God, that you are deliverer, oh Lord God, and that you're a God that never failed us yet, oh Lord God. Yes. Lord God, rebuke those storms, oh Lord God, that out there, they're not necessary, Lord God, to need extra water to water the earth, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, stop the thieves, oh Lord God, that in high places, oh Lord God, those that embezzle money, oh Lord God, making false claims, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, but above all things, oh Lord God, save your people, oh Lord God. You're unsaved, oh Lord God. Those that are groping in darkness, oh Lord God, wounded by the devil, the master of deceit, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Bless our young ladies, oh Lord God, that are coming up, oh Lord God, been here 15 to 18 years in that category, oh Lord God, being deceived, oh Lord God. Young men, oh Lord God, whose hormones are running crazy, oh Lord God, save them, oh Lord God. Sanctify them in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Those that are on controlled substance, oh Lord God, whatever it may be, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, break the curse of alcohol, oh Lord God, cocaine addiction, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So we give that name the honor, the glory, the praise we were to deserve in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We thank you. We say hallelujah and amen. We want to welcome you again to this hour of power prayer in the name of Jesus on this sixth day of October. Hallelujah, God. It's not that long we're going to slide into a new year. Hallelujah, God. You have to realize what you're doing, what God calls you to do. Hallelujah to God. You have to set your destiny. You have to set compass. Hallelujah. You have to set that GPS system and know where you're going in life. Hallelujah to God. God has promised us 70. Hallelujah to God. And if you're over 40, hallelujah to God, you're past 50%. So you have to know where you want to go. You know, I was surprised how many people, they just resort at their age. They were seniors, resort to cussing and figure that they could pick up a weapon and they want to start a war against each other. When primarily black on black crime or brown on brown crime, hallelujah to God. And then it came with the fasting and praying. Your job is not so much the job. Your God is, my job is to carry the gospel of Jesus Christ in this lost and dying world, letting men and women know everywhere that they must be born again. Hallelujah to God. And that's what we're going to do. Hallelujah to God. So keep the apostle in prayer. Hallelujah to God, the elder, whatever you want to call me, as long as you don't call me late for lunch. Hallelujah to God. As we go forth in this hour of power prayer in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank God for the platform. In Jesus' name, we thank God, we thank God, we thank God. Without further ado, we have the scripture, there's somebody that needs a special touch, hallelujah, God, have that urgent prayer, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, God. Yes, God, touch right now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, move by your spirit, by your power, oh God, break the tiredness off, oh Lord God, rejoice in the Lord always, again, I still rejoice, hallelujah, God. On the sixth day, we have the scripture of the week, have my beautiful wife here, my bride, my better half, the love of my life, be 40 years in a few more months, hallelujah to God. The scripture of the week is Ephesians 6, 10 to 13, hallelujah. Okay, I'm going to let her read the scripture of the week. She's going to expound. Hallelujah to God. Will I calm myself down and worship here in quiet in Jesus' name?
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I just feel in the spirit God's got a breakthrough for all those that's on this line this morning. God has a great breakthrough, and I believe it's through our praises, through our worship, through our counting our blessings that we are going to receive the breakthroughs. Hallelujah. But I feel excited this morning because of Jesus and because of what he has already done. I'm just going to read our scripture of the week. We thank God for being here. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto all of you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'll be reading from Ephesians 6, 10 to 13. And we're going to try to cut it short for the time's sake, but we just want to make a point. Praise the Lord. Ephesians 6, 10 to 13. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Truly, saints of God, we know without a shadow of a doubt we are in a spiritual warfare, and we know it's not a flesh and blood. We know this is a lot of time demonic attacks, but as our pastor tells us over and over again, we've got to use the word of God and use it in authority against the enemy. Hallelujah. You know, we start our day every day dressing for the weather. We turn on the radio sometime, turn on the TV, see what kind of weather we got today, and we dress accordingly. Or if we go into, we know we go into the gym, we put on our gym outfits to go. So how much more should we be dressed properly spiritually? Every day, saints, we should wear the armor of God. I like what he says, put on the whole armor of God. Glory be to God. And when we look at verse 15 in the word of God, 14, we see, hallelujah, all the parts of the armor that we should have on. We should have on our loins girt with truth. What is truth? Truth is the fact that we are the sons of God. We are the children of the Most High God. And therefore, we are new creations in the Lord. Hallelujah. We got to remember that we are ambassadors everywhere we go. And therefore, we should let our light shine. We should have on, in verse 14, it says, put on that breastplate of righteousness. The breastplate of righteousness deflects the enemy's fiery arrows against us in various situations in our lives, and we can repel the temptation to sin or live by our emotions, saints. So we got to remember, we got to put on these put these articles of warfare on. We got to put the whole armor on, hallelujah, consisting of our loins girt with truth, putting on that breastplate of righteousness. Then have our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. Everywhere we go, we ought to tell somebody about the gospel of Jesus Christ. We ought to tell people that God did not come to condemn the world, but Jesus came that we may be saved. Hallelujah. We have to let them know the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Verse 16 says, above all, taking the shield of faith, my God, this undergirds it all. Without faith, we know we cannot please God, saints. So we have to have that, hallelujah, that shield of faith, hallelujah. We've got to make sure our trust is in Jesus, in him alone. Our trust should be in the word of God and that alone. Glory be to God. Then we've got to have, hallelujah, verse 17 says, and take the helmet of salvation, hallelujah, which we know is having our helmet fixed with the truth of Jesus Christ, knowing that he is our Savior. He's our risen Savior. Hallelujah. Knowing that he's able, hallelujah, to grant us salvation, and only him alone. And he will protect us from the demonic thoughts, hallelujah, of fear and of stress, because our head is covered with the truth of salvation. Our salvation is in Jesus and again in him alone and in his holy word. We have the sword of the Spirit, which is the only part that's an offensive, hallelujah, against the enemy. We come with that sword, hallelujah, of the word of God, which represents that word. That's why it's so important that we study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman not being ashamed, but rightfully dividing the word of truth. So we should have an anointing, hallelujah. Ask God for the anointing and the revelation of his word, hallelujah, that would bring victory over every situation. He will bring his word to us so that we can repel the fiery darts of the enemy. Glory be to God. Because we know the devil comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. Now, there's various Bible verses in the Bible encouraging us to keep our minds on his word. The scripture says in Isaiah 26:3 that God would keep us, y'all, in perfect peace if we keep our mind on him. So I'm going to share with you a few scriptures that would help us in this time of spiritual warfare. How many of you know we're in the last and evil day? How many of you know that the attacks are going to come even harder? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes, the attacks will come harder against the saints of God. But guess what? We can stand if we have on that whole armor of God. Hallelujah. We got to keep on that belt of truth. Hallelujah. Keep on that breastplate of righteousness. We got to keep our feet shod with the gospel of peace, which is the word of God. We got to keep ourselves made sure that we have that complete shield of faith so we can repel the fiery lies of the enemy and stand in the confidence of Jesus, hallelujah, and his word. We got to put on that helmet of salvation, saints of God, hallelujah. We got to make sure we have that sword of the Spirit, hallelujah, to fight off the lies of the enemy. So I'm just going to share a few scriptures with you that would help you, that you could put in your spiritual arsenal, so that when you go out today, tomorrow, forever, you have these words. And I know many of you have the word of God, but it's good that we sort of remind ourselves, keep in remembrance of the word of God, that it can get deep down in our heart. Like David said, Lord, thy word have I hid in my heart, so I may not sin against thee. I'm going to share James 4:7. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Submit yourself to God. We cannot fight a fight, y'all, in our own intelligence or what we are thinking. No, we got to do it God's way. We cannot come against the enemy in the form of flesh. Hallelujah. Because 2 Corinthians 10:4 lets us know, a very powerful scripture, and I know many of you know these verses, but it's good, as I said, to be reminded. For the weapons of our warfare, y'all, are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing every thought into the captivity and the obedience of Jesus Christ. This is what it's all about, saints. We are going to face spiritual warfare every day. Let's be prepared. Let's be ready. The word says, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. 1 Peter 5:8-9. Be sober, be diligent, saints, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walk about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith. See there, that's faith. We resist it in the faith. The faith is what? The word of God. Having confidence in the word, having confidence in our God. He's a mighty God. He's an awesome God. He's omnipotent. He's the great I am. He's everything we need him to be. Having faith in our God will see us through, saints, many spiritual warfare situations that we're confronted with. I like what Luke 10:19 says. Behold, Jesus says, I give you power. Jesus said he's already given us power. I give you power to tread on serpents, scorpions, and over all power of the enemy. He said, nothing shall by any means harm you. Saints of God, we got to walk in the authority and the power of this word. St. John 10:10 says, the thief come to steal, kill, and to destroy. But Jesus says, I've come to give you life, and to give it to you more abundantly, to give it to us more abundantly. Let's take it, y'all. Let's take the power that Jesus given us. Look, Jesus died and rose on the third day, y'all, that we may be overcomers, that we ordained to be winners. We ordained to be conquerors. Come on, saints. Take your victory today, now, and forever. For you, your children, your family, decree and declare the word over your children. Hallelujah. Your grands, even those that's not born, decree and declare that they will be servants of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Plead the blood over yourself. Plead the blood over your children. Hallelujah. There's victory in the blood of Jesus. There's salvation through the blood of Jesus. Come on, saints. Let's don't give up. Now, don't give out now, y'all. Hey, because we know our reward is nigh. Hallelujah. I believe it's in Galatians where it says, don't be weary, y'all, in well-doing, because when is the due season? Right now, you're going to reap. Every day we reap in the good of God. Hallelujah. We don't have to wait necessarily till we leave here to reap the rewards of God, to reap the rewards of our salvation, which is peace, love, joy. Hallelujah. Our confident expectation is in Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We have an inheritance that fadeth not away. Glory be to God. I'm going to share one more for time because I don't want to hold up. It's 2 Thessalonians 3:3. But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen and protect you from the evil one. So guess what, y'all? If we are wrapped and tied in the whole armor of God, okay, if we got on that belt of faith, we got on the breastplate of righteousness, we got our feet sharp with the gospel, we wearing that shield of faith, and we got that sword of the Spirit, hallelujah, we got the helmet of salvation, we know that we are trusting in Jesus Christ, the risen Savior. Listen, there can no devil overtake us. This is why the scriptures gives us to know that no weapon formed against us, y'all, shall prosper, because we are filled with God. We are filled with God the Father, Son, the Holy Ghost. So then who can withstand us? Because we representing Jesus. This is what David said. David told that devil, say, you come to me in sword. No, he said, but I'm coming to you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Do you know what? That whole armor is representing the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Who can withstand the name of Jesus? There's salvation in the name of Jesus. There's deliverance in the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There's freedom in the name of Jesus. My God, my Lord. Saints, I'm just encouraging y'all. I'm gonna pass this phone to Elder Horsley and let him continue to take us further. But let us walk, you all, in the authority and in the power that's already been given to us. I'm excited about that authority, and I'm asking God, and that's my prayer. Verse 18 talks about, let's gird it all up with prayer. Let's pray every day. Lord, help us to remember who we are. Help us to be dressed with that whole armor. Help us, Lord God, to take out the enemy, oh God, in the spirit, your way. Oh God, let your perfect will be done. Hallelujah, on earth as it is in heaven. Love you all in Jesus' name. Be encouraged. Amen, and amen. Okay.
God bless you. God bless
Hold
you
on.
This morning.
Okay, we're going to kiss.
In the name of Jesus, we thank God for moving by his spirit and by his power. Hallelujah.
Yes.
This morning.
Yes.
God, we thank you for everyone that is here in the name of Jesus. We want you to get your mind on the Lord, hallelujah, to put your mind on the Lord, hallelujah, God.
Yes.
And it's wonderful.
Yes.
I know you've been fasting and praying.
Yes, Lord.
And it's about that time, dear. And we want to get your prayer request, hallelujah, to God. And we're going to call on our Pastor Darlene this morning to see if she will, she wants to talk a little bit, and she's been working on, hallelujah, working on praising, and we're on the attack right now.
Yes.
And this attack is for us to fight against the wiles of the devil. Hallelujah. We want to lay hands on eternal life. That's what we're doing. We're blessing the name. What we're doing is the other phone's still on.
Oh, yes.
Yes. We're blessing the Lord. Hallelujah.
Can they hear you? See if they can hear
you. You can hear me over there?
Yes, we do. We do.
Thank you. And we were supposed to have Pastor Dolly. It's such a serious time.
Yes.
Pastor Horsley, I don't know if you walked away from the phone, but you're not very clear right now, and if you could come back to the phone.
Hold on, she said if you're still talking, she can't hear you. She's good.
Okay.
Hold on.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. I said we are suffering with like a defeated thing here. Yes, we are. And what we're suffering with here is very hard because we're just suffering. I have the two phones in them. One's messing up the other one. It's because the people are defeated in their mind. They're figuring that they can fight this fear, fight of faith with cardinal weapons. I mean, that's hurt my feeling to figure that they had a few guns, no matter how many it was. They had a few of them and figured that they could launch attack. And so but I set my mind. I said, well, what we'll do now is that we'll set them to put them in remembrance. Would it be Timothy, say, a good minister, will put people in remembrance. I said, you got a lot of people there, and they're not using the power of God. They're being fearful and afraid. Because when I heard of the things that are going on, how they blocked in the school bus, and they wanted to just wait for a child to get off the bus so that they could fight and begin killing and stuff. And it only takes that little incident there. And the lady was just so fearful. And because we were in class, she just couldn't start saying, look, don't be fearful and afraid. The God that you are able, they have a form of godliness. They know of God. They know of God, but they're not. They haven't had anyone preaching the word of faith into their lives. They blame it. A lot of people blame it on the pandemic, but the pandemic, whether it's over or not, is not a concern. But the thing is that we serve a risen Savior. And because we serve that risen Savior, we have that power. And what all they need is a word from God, that we are more than conquerors. You know, you have to make it your business to talk to them, because there's not only here in Jacksonville, everywhere there's a school bus, they have a crisis, and they have areas that they were talking about, that they have areas that they give to people that they can't afford because of the violence in the area. Now, this thing comes between church and state, but it doesn't come between God and his people. His ambassadors is us who have the work. It doesn't come against the hour of power of prayer that we do every morning. So we have to pray. Something has to be done, because your children, my children, they ride on buses, hallelujah to God. These parents, they are supporting, hallelujah to God. And it just wasn't a good thing, so I'm sort of excited about it. But we want to get your prayer request, hallelujah to God, as we go up to the top of the hour, hallelujah to God. It's a very valid point. It's something that God has given to us as the circle of friends, gave the pastor to Arlene, that stand at the helm, spearheaded, that it's a blessing. So without further ado, I'm put this here in the hand of the wife here, and the pastor, darling, aside, and we're going to go forth in this hour of power of prayer in the name of Jesus. I'm going to try to turn it on in the car and listen to it as I go towards the classroom this morning.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Yeah, you're going to need that. Yes. Pastor Darlene.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'm going to tap you in.
Yes, thank you, Apostle, our evangelist Wonderland. Thank you so much for that word, and we just want to be reminded that we must keep that whole armor of God on. We're going to be ready for whatever the enemy tries to bring against us, and we're going to take our victory today. Somebody has a phone ringing. If you could please mute your line, that would be so wonderful. Please mute your line. Thank you so much. Yeah, so this morning as I was doing my praise dance, I was just thinking about what we're doing in our fast. And during the course of our fast, we are interceding and coming against the wiles of the devil, fighting in the spirit. So as I'm talking, I want you to think about your life, your family's lives, people who you are concerned about, and think about the demonic spirits that have risen or trying to attack us, and we're going to pray that those demons will be removed from these people, removed from your life. This is what we're going to pray this morning, the demonic spirits to be removed, that they will not continue to control or continue to intimidate the people of God. I mean, just think about what you have been experiencing over the last, let's just say the last month, or even beyond that, whatever it is that you know that you need God to do to bring these demons to a halt. They need to be halted. We're going to resist the devil. We're going to speak out if there's a spirit of jealousy, a spirit of Jezebel spirit, intimidating spirit, lying spirit, promiscuous spirit, a spirit of drugs. I mean, there's just so many different kinds of spirits out there, and you know your people. You know who you need to pray for. So we want to call those names out, call out the demonic spirits that are on these people. We want to do that this morning. That's what we're going to focus on today as we are going through this time of fasting. So we're going to ask everyone to come on in and begin to pray, because we know that this is what we need to do today. Amen? So this morning, Lord, I just bind up and speak to that demon of jealousy, oh God, that is in my grandson Abraham, Lord. We bind that demon up. We speak to it right now. Come on, saints. We got to pray right now. Come on, speak to these demons.
Evil, Lord God, we bind the spirit that's trying to bind some sin right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We bind every obstacle right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We bind the demon of sickness right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We bind it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Yes, Lord God, we bind the spirit of fear right now, Lord God.
Oh, yes.
in the miraculous way, oh God. Thank you, God, and we praise Father Jesus, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord God, we bless your name, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. We ask that you touch right now.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. but against principalities, against powers, against spiritual wickedness in high places, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, what in the name of Jesus. Lord, we honor you and we praise you this morning for the victory in the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you,
Father.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We are more than conquerors.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, worship
you,
Lord.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Oh,
Lord. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus. But he won't still because we have God on our side, and he's in us now. He's taking us from faith to faith and glory to glory. And we remember this, that if God be for us, who can be against us? And my answer is I really don't care, because the Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. So we thank him for being here today, for everything that we're doing as we're going through our time of fasting and just trusting the Lord, trusting God with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding, because in all of our ways we want to acknowledge him, and he will direct our. We thank God that we're at the top of the hour, a power of prayer, and we're so grateful for Apostle Horsley and his wife, Evangelist Wonderland, for what they have done this morning, getting us started in prayer and sharing that word. If you didn't hear what was shared today, you can come back in and listen in. If you listen to the end of the program, you can get the information on how to get back in and listen to today's program. So this morning, I cover and seal all prayers with the blood of Jesus. And I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we reject those words, and they shall not come to pass. We send them back to the sender, because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree today that the plowman overtakes in our lives, and we live in continuous abundance. I decree that we seek the face of God, and though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil. I decree that we cast our cares upon him, because he cares for us. We will delight ourselves in the Lord, and he gives us the desires of our hearts. I thank God that today he is singing over us with joy, and he's sitting in the heavens, and he's laughing at the devil. I decree today that we are redeemed from the curse of the law, and we overcome all, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. I decree that we receive deliverance and enlargement for our lives, and we are alive unto God through Jesus Christ. And I want to tell you once again that I love each and every one of you, and I thank you for loving me back. Thank you for loving yourself, your family, your friends, and your foes, and your loving people into the kingdom, because we know that God loved us so much that he sent his only begotten son, that whosoever should believe in him should be saved. So we're thanking God for that today. So we're going to go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu, and that's the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Cheryl Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Cheryl Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.